The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, something that starts off really small that grows into something really big. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, something that can infect and affect everything around it, causing it to change, to grow, to not be flat and empty like it was before. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, something that one person found, covered it right back up so no one could see, and ran as fast as he could to mortgage everything he had to buy that very field, which held the great treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant of pearls who found the one of his dreams, the one he had been searching for and was willing to cash it all in for, to sell all that he had so he could buy just one. And also like a net thrown into the sea, which gathers all the fish that happen to be there at that time, and at the end of the day must be sorted out. The kingdom of heaven is like something that starts out small and will be big, enormous, bigger than we could have ever anticipated, like something that can change the landscape of the whole world, like something that is worth betting everything you have on, like something that in the end you must respond to or not. The kingdom of heaven is like nothing we know in our terms. The kingdom of heaven is like tweaking what we know and believe to be true. The same was true in the time that Jesus was telling the parables to his disciples. The disciples had heard the rabbis talking about mustard seeds. It was not an uncommon example when explaining how something really small could become something really big. As you know, a mustard seed is only about yay big. It's itsy-bitsy, but at its full height, the bush could meet the eye of a person mounted on horseback. It was not an uncommon example then. The leaven example, however, might have been perceived as a bit of a twist. Most often, the example of leaven spreading was used to describe how bad things spread. And here, Jesus is telling the disciples that the spread of good can be as infectious as the spread of bad. I'm sure they thought. Can that be so? Is it really possible that good can be as infectious as bad? Even the word infectious seems to imply something not good, an illness. But Jesus turns our assumptions around, changes the landscape of what we understand, uses terms we assume will mean one thing to mean something entirely different. The kingdom of heaven is like something worth giving everything up for. Something that changes the playing field, that makes the field a thing that holds treasure. But not treasure of a monetary sort, treasure of a much greater sort. It's like something that the rich young ruler could just not be a part of. It's like something that takes a really big risk on all levels. Like something that if money is what you hold most dear, you will part with all of it. Or if standing in the community is what you hold most dear, you would give that up too. Or if your health is what you spend all your time focusing on, it no longer consumes all your brain time. The kingdom of heaven is like something that totally rearranges your focus, your time, your energy, your pocketbook, and your life. The kingdom of heaven is like. We don't have words to describe it any more than we have words to accurately describe God. The kingdom of heaven is really something outside our ability to describe, which makes it all the more difficult to enter into. The best we can do, and even the best Jesus could do, is help us to say what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's like all you can imagine. It is worth giving every part of you to, and more. It's like Amel's candy bar. Indescribably delicious. And the kingdom of heaven is not something that is out there somewhere. Not something that happens or somewhere you go when you die. The kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. And all are invited to enter. If you were put on the spot, if a reporter showed up and shoved a microphone up to your mouth and said, "Tell me, what is the kingdom of heaven like?" What would you say? How would you answer that question? Obviously, there are no easy answers to this question, but each and every one of us should spend the time to think about what the kingdom of heaven is like. Certainly, the answer given to the reporter could be recanting the words of Jesus: a mustard seed, yeast, a field, a pearl of great value. I've been known to go so far as to say, the kingdom of heaven is like Facebook. Really? In terms of the proportion of growth, Facebook is a place where you can have friends that you've never even met. That sounds pretty much like what the kingdom of heaven is like for me. A place where people don't argue and fight, where people listen and live by the words of Jesus. Maybe the kingdom of heaven is a giant party. Jesus certainly used banquets and weddings to describe the experience of the world where God's rules are the ones we live by. Each time we gather for the shared meal we know as the Eucharist, we pray the Lord's Prayer, and in doing so, we ask that God's kingdom come and God's will be done. Do we have any idea what we're asking for there? We need to spend some time engaging with this kingdom, thinking about what Scripture tells us about what this kingdom of God, this kingdom of heaven is like. I can't help but wonder why it is that something about us people don't seem to really want to live in the kingdom of heaven. Perhaps our resistance stems from our uncertainty. Our anxiety to live in the kingdom of God comes from our not knowing exactly what that kingdom is. Perhaps our dis-ease has to do with our inability to nail that kingdom of heaven down, to really clearly define the kingdom of heaven in our human terms. To know about God's kingdom, we must know about God. And to know about God, we must spend time with God. And the way we spend time with God is by studying Scripture and praying. And the things that we have a reputation of not being particularly astute at is studying Scripture and praying. Now, if that's true, which I can tell you it is not across the board, what hope do we have in being able to answer the question of that demanding reporter with a microphone in our face, demanding to know our take on what the kingdom of heaven is? Our reading from Paul's letter to the Romans gives us some hope. We're reminded that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit interceding on our behalf. When we don't know what to say, We just can't seem to plant that mustard seed or knead the bread or are not sure enough to commit to buying the field or pulling in the net. When we're afraid or unsure or wanting a little more help and assurance, the Spirit intercedes on our behalf, giving us a boost, the courage, the words, and the strength to take the steps toward being a part of this evolving kingdom. The really, really good news is that in our uncertainty, in our fumbling and stumbling, and even in our failing to understand the kingdom of God and all that that entails, God is right there with us. Remember that no matter where we are on our faith journey and our faith struggles, no matter how little scripture we know or how much, no matter how well we pray or how short our words fall, nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Whatever else we know and understand about the kingdom of God, or don't know or don't understand, we can know without a doubt there is an invitation to enter. Thanks be to God. Amen.